How you doing over there, Live the Web Girl?
I mean, if I wasn't awake before, I'm awake now because my tongue is still burning from the touch of that second one.
That's what happens when you lose the Dare Dice and have to face the box of shame.
I know. I'm very happy that wasn't the baby bird challenge, though. Well, obviously, because I would feel bad chewing up food and spitting it into Luke's mouth.
Oh, I wouldn't. I would love to do that.
That's so horrific.
For any of you.
You would love to do that, Joe?
You don't think it'd be fun to do the baby bird?
It's like so awkward up in here.
It's loving.
I know. I can't believe you would love to do that. I need to have a talk with HR.
No, you don't, because here's why. And we'll move on from this. And we'd love your suggestions of what we should have next week in the Box of Shame Radio Now AM show. But for example, women, you're so lucky that you're able to breastfeed. It's a way to nourish your baby and your child. I feel like a man doing the baby bird, chewing up the food, is love. So if I could baby bird you, Liv, or Mackenzie, or Porkchop, I'd feel like I'm showing you the ultimate love.
Do you know how many women can't even breastfeed? So that is a vast assumption that you just made.
Well, it's not an assumption that to assume that women can do it and guys can't. So that was kind of it. Now you're just trying to find a workaround for it. Don't breastfeed shame me, miss.
It's interesting you've always wanted to breastfeed, though, Joe. I didn't know that about you.
Well, that's why I still have moobs.
Oh, you can just tape a bottle underneath your
put this in the Dare Dice.
Feed your dogs.
Okay, I'll get right on it. We'll start a suckling later.
What?
Here's a question, and I'd love to have an answer. 833-563-2539. Where do the hot people hide? I mean, where are they at? I mean, obviously, you know, there's people that sometimes you could find at the gym or like at the beach or like at a pool, of course. But where else are they? I mean, where do we need to look? Are they under a rock? Are they in church under like a suit and a dress? Where are they?
So if you're single and you've been out and about and you're like, dang, there are so many quality, good-looking people here, we want to know where they are. So one of my friends was like, every time I go to Whole Foods or any like fresh market, there are a million hotties. Like it's like swarming everywhere, like well-dressed. And I'm like, what? Who knew? It's like a hidden gem. So we want to know like some hot spots to maybe go.
I mean, I know it's kind of in the name, but hot or not, what about hot yoga? I feel like most people there, they're in the process of getting their body right. But I feel like hot yoga, like you... Whew, first
really
of all, the,
good
flex,
looking.
The flexibility, the positions you can get into, but in general, like you're limber and lean, right?
I just went for the first time. It's mostly ladies. So I would say for, you know, if you're looking for a lady, that would be a great place to go because they're scantily clad and they are sweating and they're into fitness. There's also a lot of couples do hot yoga together. So there's also a lot of attractive couples, which might not help your cause
that's
if you're looking for
that's
someone.
Unsecure men that are like, you're not going there by yourself, honey. I'm coming with you.
Yes, I think dudes go to hot yoga, though, to maybe see ladies, but then they get so hideous themselves because they're like sweating because it's 104 degrees in there.
But I feel like, Mackenzie, that's why we're asking for help at 833-563-2539. We're leaving, that's just three things. There has to be more out there because there's so many good looking people. Like, where are they at?
Yeah, like we want help. Where would you recommend to go that you might say, yeah, there's like a plethora of just hotness right here and you don't even know it. It's a secret.
I mean, like, Porkchop, you're a single guy now on the market, and is there anywhere you've tried to go, like, to find the well of hot dudes?
Minor league baseball games.
What?
Like Indians games?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, yeah, in Indiana, we have the Indianapolis Indians.
Yeah.
So what about if you're in Houston and you want to go see, like, an Astros game? Is no, good luck with that.
Or would that be next level, or it's straight?
Yeah, major league, that's two next level, if you're looking for, because that's where everyone goes.
Okay.
But the hot ones, you know, looking for, like, going, that's where you go single fishing.
Single fishing.
Hey, nice bat you got there. check out my balls.
Whoa.
All right. 833-563-2539. If you got a suggestion, like Live the Web World's got one, we want to hear from you. What's yours?
So if you're a teenager or like you're in high school or even like middle school, I am not kidding. Every time I would go to the orthodontist, it was a plethora of
no, she's right.
What we're talking
guys.
About. This
Liv's
is what
right.
we're talking about.
There was always, always so many hot guys. And then you would be sitting in a chair kind of close to them. And then like when they, like the technicians would like walk away, you'd be like, hey, how's your braces?
Sup? You know?
You're right.
Yeah. You're looking all straight today.
And that's where you go to see all the guys who just got their braces off.
But who knew? That's a great point.
All right. Let's say hi to Andre real quick. Hey, Andre, what's going on?
Hello.
What up? You were calling in and kind of agreeing with Mackenzie. She says, man, the Whole Foods is the place to go when it comes to finding hot people because they're like, they're secret locations. They're like bats at night. You never can find them. Where do you go? Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, I like to go grocery shopping a lot, and I guess, you know, attractive people, they try to take care of themselves so they eat right, et cetera. But anytime I go to Whole Foods, especially between like 5 and 7, right after the working hours,
ooh,
I suppose,
5 to 7 p.m.
I'm breaking my head.
Have you found any luck? Have you actually met somebody there at the Whole Foods?
Occasionally.
Ooh.
Yeah. Another place that, I hang out in the River Oaks District a lot, so even, like, at Hop Daddy in that area, like, Toulouse, where Toulouse is, just people walk around in that little area, especially on the weekends, is very good, too.
Wow.
All right, so very insightful. So Andre's saying, man, if you want to get those healthy honeys, you know what I mean, you got to go there and check them out. Hey, buddy, thank you for calling in this morning.
Yes.
I would have thought there was something to that, but I'm wondering if the actual... Is that the spot? Is that the place to actually pick them up? They're in the Whole Foods. Like, what do you go up there? Like, oh, nice cart. Like, what do you say?
They're just like, wow, there's options. You look around. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one to make a first move, so I don't know.
All right, let's go to Christina this morning. Christina, where do you say to go to meet a hottie? Like, where's the place? Because we're like, oh, go to the gym or go there. But those are the obvious places.
I actually wanted to comment on Liv's suggestion for the orthodontist. Because me and my husband both had braces for a year at the same time.
Aww.
At the same orthodontist, and that's actually where he first caught my eye.
I would intentionally
try to sit by him as often as I could if we had an appointment at the same time.
How cute is that? I love it.
Do you know how many boyfriends I got in middle school because of the orthodontist? I mean, I'm telling you.
Do you want to give a shout out to your ortho?
I don't even remember his name, honestly.
All right, Christina, well, that sounds like an awesome way to meet your significant other. Just very expensive. Hey, it only cost me $5,000 to meet you.
But I love great teeth and a great smile.
You can't beat it. Christina, thank you for calling in this morning.
Yes.
If you got anything else, why don't you hit us up on Twitter or Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, and let us know where all the actual hot people are.